elevate.
Hey guys, so welcome to the Elevate Podcast. This is episode 20, and it's been a while. Our last podcast was in October. We had to go back and check to see what episode it actually was, so it's definitely episode 20.
It's definitely episode 20.
Yeah.
And we're on to talk about hustling, basically. And we're going to kind of break down hustling into the negatives and positives. And because, I mean, there's this marketing thing around, and especially with Gary Vee more recently, talking about constantly hustling, that people need to constantly hustle to make a living or whatever. And some people need to hear that message, and some people kind of could hear that and kind of take something negative away from it. So we're going to talk about the two aspects. We're going to break this down. First of all, we're going to talk about productivity versus activity. Then we're going to talk about what can kind of lead to constant hustling, which is burnout. Then we speak about what the balance can be. They have that kind of perfect balance between the two. And then the kind of social conditioning around hustling.
Yeah. For a lot of personal trainers and a lot of people who are following this podcast, these are all probably really, really familiar with Gary Vee, Gary Vaynerchuk, and his whole hustle and grind and the persona that he gives off around that.
Yeah.
Now, it is a positive for people that do need to actually, like, get off their ass and hustle and grind a wee bit more, because it can help them. But a lot of people fall into the trap of feeling that it's something that they need to do over and over and over again. And what is the negative from that? Because, like, if you're hustling and grinding and you don't know what you're hustling and grinding for,
yeah,
then you're going to be scattered and you're going to burn out sooner or later. So a few pointers that we want to make, which is the difference between the hustle and grind, productivity versus activity.
Yeah.
Because activity doesn't mean that you're getting good work done. It doesn't mean that it's being productive.
Yeah. And I think that personal trainers, we aren't, and I'm going to put myself in that category, we're not a lazy bunch per se. Like, we aren't afraid of work. Like, even when it comes down to the gym side of things and being structured with nutrition and training and all that, we're not afraid of work, and I don't think that hustling per se is a problem that a personal trainer has. Like, they aren't afraid to put the hours in. In fact, a lot of personal trainers that contact us, that is the issue. They're probably putting too much hours in and not being productive enough in the hours they are putting in.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, nearly every personal trainer that we speak to is about to just burn out.
Yeah. No, I'll speak from my point of view. There was a time in my life where I literally would have slept between 3.5 and 4 hours a night, and that is a fact. I remember setting my alarm and thinking, man, this sleep is the same length as Braveheart the film, and I called it a Braveheart sleep, and that is a fact. And I'd done that for quite a while, and I was not a happy camper, and it got me nowhere. Now, to be fair, I was working two jobs at the time. I was on the door and I was PTing, but it's something that, you know, if someone had told me to hustle there, I couldn't have hustled anymore. And I wasn't making the living that I wanted. Because, I mean, I was working to make money. Like,
yeah,
to be honest, I wasn't doing this for the joy of it. I had a family and they needed fed. And I was doing it to make money. And it wasn't working, I suppose. All it was doing was making me ridiculously stressed out.
Yeah. So you can hustle and grind and work a lot of hours, but, like, without the right methods, without the right foresight, without the right model, without focused attention, like, you can be wasting a lot of time, a lot of energy, and getting absolutely nothing in return for it.
And it's hard to hear too, man, because, like, if someone had to turn around to me and said, listen, just, you need to take a step back, I couldn't hear that shit. Like, I was just, you know, the only way to move forward is to work more. You know, the only way to grow is to work more. So
yeah.
I couldn't literally let that go into my head that, hold on, take a step back, do less hours, but change something. That would have been insane for me.
And possibly earn more money.
Exactly.
It would have been unbelievable.
100% would have earned more money.
So what can we do? Right, so what's the difference? Let's look at focused attention. So focused attention, giving your attention and focus towards an outcome, let's say. So what is it that you want to achieve, and how can you actually get better at being more focused? So planning.
Yeah.
So a lot of personal trainers that we speak to, gym owners, small business owners in general, it's not just professional trainers, there's a lot of people that just don't plan, which leaves them scattered, which is, let's say, a 9-to-5 full of activity with no real outcome, with no real agenda, and possibly wasting a lot of days because they don't know what they're planning for, they don't know what they're working towards. So by planning, you can automatically improve your productivity. You can automatically improve your hustle and grind as well too by planning properly, so that you know what you're working towards, you know what the outcome is, and you know why you're doing it, let's say.
I'm very scattered. Was very scattered. I'm better now with planning. Still something I have to work on every day or every week especially. So start of the week comes, I'll plan it out. I'll have a checklist. I'll have a to-do list. I'll have a radar. And then I'll have a study kind of time. So I'll break my week down. And I'll make sure that I'm ticking them off as it goes. Because psychologically, it just ties up loose ends in my head and leaves me less stressed. So the more loose ends I have, the more stressed out I am. And then I can't figure out, why am I so stressed? Why am I so on edge? But that was the reason why I never planned anything in my life until more recently, and with Elevate especially. And I have to do it now because it's something we obviously teach.
Yeah.
And I can't not do it and tell other people to do it. So it's been tough for me to do, but I've seen massive leaps forward in my productivity because I have done it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times that comes back down to even our own our own mindset and our beliefs and our programming, because sometimes it feels like having to plan and having to be really productive and have things organized, sometimes it's just not us. And
no.
We haven't grown up that way, and it's something that we do need to condition our minds into doing.
Yeah.
Until you're at such a point that you can, within your business, have other people do it.
Yeah.
You can automate that stuff or delegate it, or again, we say, just eliminating things that aren't helping you be productive. But until you get that point, you do need to plan, prepare, and get productive so that you're not just running around wasting a lot of time and energy. So for ways to improve your focused attention, planning 100%. Every single week, as Noel said, we make sure that we know what we're doing for the week ahead. We have our agenda, we have our goals, and we have our week planned out. We have our days planned out, and we break that right down into daily tasks, weekly tasks, etc., that need to be covered. And if it's not covered on a Monday, it carries on to a Tuesday, and so forth. But there's a plan, and there's a method, and it's focused.
Yeah. Even whenever I'm doing that planning, I'll have written in the page somewhere what my kind of goal is for doing that plan. So I'll make sure that, right, is this in line with my goals? I'm writing this to-do list out, but is that thing that I'm putting in that to-do list, is it taking me closer towards my goals? And it's a reminder in my head that, hold on, this is what your to-do list is all about. Here's why you're even making that thing. And if it's not taking me one step closer, it's not going on the list. And even on that list, there'll be a priority for it. There'll be a kind of high priority thing and a lower priority. And I mean, I'll try and get everything done, but obviously the highest priority is going to be done first.
Yeah.
Eat that frog kind of thing.
Yeah, Brian was it. Yeah, 100%. You have to have a goal. You have to have a goal for the week, your month, for the quarter, for your business in general.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not moving towards your goals, then you need to check in and go, well, what am I actually doing, what I'm doing for?
Yeah.
What am I hustling for? Is my hustle and grind moving me toward the goal? And if it's not, then it's scattered activity. It's not focused productivity.
Yeah.
So by looking at what you can do, planning, preparing, looking at your goals for the week and for the month and for the year, and getting your days in line with what it is that you want to achieve. And then working in phases. A lot of people think that they just need to be working or I'm being busy, but are you being a busy fool? Because a lot of the times we fall into that trap. Being busy doesn't mean that you're being productive.
Mm.
You can spend a full day working and have nothing productive done. Nothing that is actually going to move the needle in your business. Nothing that's going to help you actually bring in more clients, earn more money, serve more people, whatever it may be. So just being busy doesn't mean that you're actually being productive. So working in phases. So if you're in flow, or have you ever noticed that when you seem to work, you could do a couple of hours work and it seems like you've been working for half an hour.
Mm.
Why? Because you're kind of in alignment. You're working in flow. It just feels natural and things are just coming to you, ideas are popping, and you're being really, really productive and you're getting a lot of stuff done really, really fast. and it doesn't seem like 3 or 4 hours have passed. Now, that's 3 or 4 hours of focused attention and real productive work.
Yeah.
And that's a phase that you can use and say, well, you know what, right, it's starting to dry up a wee bit. Instead of trying to keep pushing through, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go and have a training session or go for a swim or read a book or listen to a podcast or listen to an audiobook. That helps you get more inspired again and then go back and work on a phase again.
Like, I have literally been busy for 6 years now, 7 years. Like, I mean, anyone's ever asked me, how's work going? Busy. And I was telling the truth, always busy. But again, my wheels were spinning back in the day, but nothing was happening. Like, now I start work at 9. Like, I literally come into work at 9 and we work to 5 most days, and I won't try and shut off. I will shut off. You won't get me. Mm. Like, 5:30, 6 o'clock, you won't get me. Because that's time where I spend with my family. Don't get me wrong, it still pops into my head, and there's times where I have to try and take it out, and I drift onto my phone sometimes. I am human, but literally that would have been 24/7. Like, I literally had, I dreamt about clients. Like, I never switched off. I know this, that didn't mean that. Just Thomasina, if you're listening, I know you were one of my clients, but that's just, can we edit that?
No, <it's
not. laughs> I dreamt about work, and I woke up and the first thing I thought about was work. As simple as that.
Yeah.
And it's only until like maybe 8-9 months now that I've actually changed that record, and I've got out of bed and started a whole new routine, and it's nice. It's really nice. It's weird. It's completely weird because now I have too much time for myself, and it's like
trying
to structure it right. But
I think even when you think about like energy overall in terms of how you're feeling, like, and you think about your nervous system, like being switched on constantly, like worrying about clients, because a lot of the times that's what it is based on.
Yeah.
A lot of the time it's based on a fear or like that worry about clients, are they getting the results they should be getting, and that leaves your central nervous system in a complete completely out of whack. You do.
Let's look at even other things, like, because okay, there is, she was talking about central nervous system. Let's look at things then, like PTs maybe think, gee, I'm slipping a bit today, you know what I'll do? Bang a shit ton of caffeine and get on the ball again.
Yeah.
Fucking even looking at like nootropics now coming out, looking at smart drugs coming out, everybody is on that, like, because we all feel we need it.
Yeah.
Because we've been kind of not conditioned that way, I suppose, and we will probably talk about that later, but it's like we need to almost, if it's not in us, we need to create it. And the problem isn't that you didn't have the energy, probably. It's the fact you haven't had a break in about fucking 2 months that might be the issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the fact you need more caffeine or you need any of these other things. It's
just, you need a rest.
You need a rest. You need to take a step back. Simple as that.
Yeah. And then looking at, I suppose, productivity, inspiration. So, like, why are you doing what you're doing? Like, and this comes right back down to your goals and your focused attention and knowing what the outcome is and why you're getting up every single morning, why you're working 9 to 5 or 6 to 9 or whatever it may be. Like, understanding why you do what you do is massive, and it's going to give you the inspiration that you do need when you do need to put on the hustle a wee bit more.
Yeah.
And also the inspiration that you need to back off and give yourself a rest.
Yeah. And listen, like, if you've got the record that was playing in my head before, which was, I'm doing this for my family, and then 90% of your time is spent working, then you're just lying. You're lying to yourself. There's something broke there, because if you were doing it for your family, then your highest thing on your list of priorities and values would be your family. And not giving them any time is certainly not benefiting them. So there's a misalignment there, and Seamus talked about that flow state and being in line with your values and everything else. That's where that comes from. But if you, like, there's going to be somewhere in the back of your head that's telling you, shit, I am no time for my family. I'm sitting answering messages here when I've literally only scheduled out 2 hours of family time. I'm on Facebook answering people back. And let's be honest, here's where I think the hustling thing is broke. Your office is open 24/7 if you're on Facebook. Like, you are literally, there's never been a time in our kind of, well, in our time anyway, especially, like, people went to work before, worked 9 to 5 and came home and forgot about it. Maybe stressed about it a bit if they were a business owner or whatever, but their doors weren't open. Like, people weren't messaging 10:30 at night on a Saturday night asking questions. And we feel we need to get back to them because we know that we might lose them as a client.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, we're actually working longer now than we've ever worked before.
And the opportunity's there, and that's why the hustling thing can be negative. And, and I'm not saying it's totally negative, but it can be negative at some point when you tell people to hustle, because there's no... Where's the stopping point? Like, where's the cutoff point here? Because I need to just put the phone down.
Even looking at the retirement age, it's now been extended. So we're working till an older age.
Yeah.
But now how business is actually being created is meaning that we're switched on a lot more, as you say. Like, it's not that you used to come home from work and throw the bag in the living room and sit down and get your dinner and chill out. Now you're on your phone and you're like answering emails, or you're answering Facebook messages, or whatever it may be. It's harder to switch off now, where before it wasn't as hard to switch off completely, which again ties into the burnout.
Yeah, 100%. And here, let's be honest, I mean, I don't know what everybody else's position, but your partner and family's not going to be happy about you having your head stuck on a phone either.
No.
You know, and you don't have to do it.
No.
It's hard to break this record, but you really don't have to do it. I think like having it in phases, or kind of I suppose strength athletes do, the periodization thing, where they work in kind of blocks.
Yeah.
And maybe you can do a sprint for a while, break it down a bit, then after kind of walk for a bit of time, step back from it.
Yeah. Well, no, even like John Ashraf, I was actually reading one of his books, and he was saying that he kind of works in phases, where he'll work really, really busy and productively for, like, let's say 6 weeks. And what he does then is he takes, like, I think 3 or 4 days off, and then he'll work again, like, in the same way, productively for 6 or 8 weeks. And then he'll take, like, a week off. He does the same again. He takes, like, 2 weeks off. And he kind of plans his year out the gap, where each kind of phase then, it'll come to a position where he's got a month off, and he switches off completely, and he just enjoys like being off work, not having to do anything, but knowing that his business still runs because of the effort that he's put in previously for the few months. So, those 90-day sprints.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, everybody's going to be slightly different in terms of length of sprint, because some people can only sprint for like 2 weeks maybe, and they need to take a bit of time. But literally, I know that after even taking a Sunday off, when I come into work, I don't know, I'm motivated for work. Like, I'm seeing people's posts saying, fucking hate Mondays, blah, blah, blah. I actually enjoy my work, but I also enjoy my time off, and I enjoy that feeling of coming in the door on a Monday refreshed and actually ready to do something.
Hating Mondays means you're doing something that you don't want to do. It's that simple. Like, there's no difference for me between a Monday, a Sunday, a Saturday, a Friday.
Just you're born.
I just don't. But there isn't. Because I'm boring. Exactly.
No, but to be fair, that's one thing Gary Vee does say, which is like, if you're living for the weekend, there could possibly, I don't know.
Well, if you're living to get away from something, then you're not doing something that you truly love.
Because, I mean, if you're hating Monday to Friday, that's not a good thing. Like,
don't get me wrong. Like, we love our work, but we also enjoy our time off and everything else.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, I don't never wake up on a Monday morning and go, Monday, don't want to go to work, and that's like something. If that's consistent, then you need to address that first, because you're obviously in the wrong position, you're obviously in the wrong career, and it's not something that you want to be pursuing, especially hustling and grinding, and it's something that you hate doing. It just doesn't make any sense.
And even when we look at the likes of like hustling or being active but not actually going anywhere, like, it does lead to like frustration. It leads to, and I'll tell you one thing, it led to me, like, reactive decision making, like, you know, making decisions not based around planning or scheduling out your goals or whatever else, but just on the ball, kind of, right, shit, what do I do now, kind of thing. Like, where you're stuck a lot of the times, and that was a big thing, that like things became okay. Even if we had a dip, or if we had a dip now with elevating sales, we know it's going to be okay, because we know the things that we need to do to improve on that, or we know that there's probably a reason behind that. Whereas, like before, whenever I was personal training and I took a dip, I was like, oh shit, what am I going to do? That's me, I'm poor, competition's increasing. All the kind of negative, like, excuses, I suppose, or reasons that I give myself. And all that made me do was feel shit about myself and my product. And then that led to even worse decisions, like lowering prices and all the crappy things that you think you need to do to bring customers in, clients in.
I was just on that. I was listening to a video yesterday by Wayne Dyer. If you don't know who Wayne Dyer is, check him out. He's obviously passed away now.
Yeah.
But he was talking about like how we react, like being reactive and what happens when we are reactive. Mm. And he talks about that analogy of an orange. Like you squeeze an orange, you're not going to get apple juice. You get orange juice. It's that simple. So it's whatever is in you is going to come out when you get squeezed. So like we can decide what is actually in us by what we're putting our focused attention to, what we're learning, how we're conditioning our own minds. And that's what's going to happen when we do get squeezed. Like if you're putting in a lot of scarcity and negativity and a lot of those negative feelings, when it does come to those times when you're getting squeezed and you're being reactive, that's what's coming out.
Yeah.
So like when you are focused and you have good focused attention and you are being productive, and when you do get squeezed, you're coming from a much stronger standpoint because you have been focused and it's not scattered activity, hustle and grind, burned out.
Mm.
When you are getting squeezed at that point, then what's coming out is completely different.
So tell me this, then. Well, let's talk a little bit about balance. Like, how do you even achieve that? And see, this work-life balancing, it does exist, but it is a real tough one to nail down. Like, the simple things that you could be doing is, like, one day a week, switching off social media.
Yeah.
Like, is that a big... I know there's people that'll contact you, and, like, we talk about, like, get back to your leads as quick as you can, and blah, blah, blah. But people need to understand, or you could maybe set up an automated thing, that responses, they won't get a response on a Sunday or whatever, or they'll get back to you within 48 hours or whatever it is, so people don't expect a response. Like, if it is a Sunday, you take off.
Let's look at it this way. Let's go back 10, 15 years before mobile phone and social media was really, really the way it is now. And it was just back to the phone call.
Yeah.
Would you feel that you had to sit by the phone constantly on a Sunday for someone to message you or for you to get back to them? Of course you wouldn't. You just wouldn't do it. And they wouldn't actually keep ringing and ringing and ringing either. But because of social media and how it's actually been set up, people feel that they can do that. People feel that they can contact you at any time. And it's wrong in a way.
Yeah.
Because it is an invasion of your privacy.
I mean, we have, lucky enough, we have specialists set up now to kind of answer messages and stuff. But I know everyone's not going to be in that position. But I mean, just taking downtime from it and not worrying about it, that you're taking a bit of time off. Like, because again, a lot of people, especially your families or a partner, whatever it is, like you're working for them kind of too, and that's high up on your list of values, but you're not fulfilling that side of it.
Hmm.
So until you can just take it away and take it out of your life, or maybe you check it 20 minutes or something on that day, have a set time that you can look at your phone and answer your message, but give yourself like literally 20 minutes and put it away then after that.
Yeah, even the balance, like getting up in the morning and not checking your phone straight away, 100%. That creates more balance.
Yeah.
It creates more balance in you, in your mindset, it creates more balance in your energy because you're not being reactive for the full day. Like if you get up, check your phone first thing in the morning, you've got a message or a client looking to cancel, what does that do? Then that sets your whole day up on a being reactive because now you're probably in a negative position. You've just got up out of bed, you haven't maybe got yourself focused, and your attention is going towards a negative, which a lot of times makes a spiral.
Yeah.
So even getting up first thing in the morning, not going near your phone, going and doing what you have to do. Maybe is it your morning routine, whatever mindset work you do, if you do it, are you drinking a coffee, do you do any type of meditation, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Giving yourself that space and time to get the day started, get your thoughts together, get your energy together, so that if you do come across messages like that, you're approaching it from a completely different position. You're not going to be as reactive. You'll respond differently to that message.
And again, I know we spoke about the planning thing and the kind of, 80-20 rule will probably come into effect here as well, where kind of we focus on the things that's like giving us value, that's the 80% that's giving you, maybe it's 80% of the revenue and it's coming via 20% of the work you're actually doing. So if you focus on growing that 20% or just focus our attention on the 20%, the stuff that is really moving the wheels forward, then it'll take out the other crap that you don't need to be doing. And we've obviously spoke about having better systems, having even automation set up in your business possibly around check-ins, around lead generation, around all that, where you're not constantly having to do it yourself.
Yeah, what we teach the guys, we coach in Elevate, it's automate, eliminate or delegate.
Yeah.
Like making sure that you're actually looking at things that you can automate, which gives you a lot more productivity. you're not spending wasting time being active with things that you could just simply automate. Exact same for delegating. Like, if there's something that you can pass on to someone else who is good at doing that and would save you 4 or 5 hours.
Possibly something you fucking don't like doing either.
Yeah. And then things that you can eliminate, things that aren't moving the needle.
No.
Like, things that just don't matter to you, your personal life, your business. Like, eliminate them. Get them out of the road, because, again, that's eating up a lot of bandwidth, which just makes you hustle and grind and not be productive.
Yeah. And then the last thing, I suppose, when I talk about is just the conditioning towards it. Like, I don't know, we've kind of briefly touched on it, but, like, it doesn't need to be that way. Like, your shop doesn't need to be open 24/7. Your gym doesn't even need to be open 24/7. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to take over you. Your business doesn't have to control you. And the more I hear about hustling, especially in our industry, the more negative I'm pulling from it, the more kind of, I'm just, maybe it's me because of my circumstances. When I started, it was like, listen, I loved the 3-4 hour a night sleep, and it wasn't a nice place to be. And when I see someone else going through that, I pity them more than anything. So when I see it come out in social media, it's like, man, stop fucking telling people that.
Yeah.
Because in our industry, we don't need to hear it. Well, we just need to be smarter.
Like, you could go down a rabbit hole here talking about the system and how we've all been programmed to be this way, which we have done, like, whether you want to believe it or not. You can go right the whole way back through. When you go to the top in the hierarchy and how this system has actually been set up, it's been set up this way. Is to keep people on that hustle and grind and working 9 to 5 and being on that system. Now, is that for you? Is it leading you towards your goals? What do you want to achieve over the next 2 to 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Like, what is it that you actually want?
Yeah.
Because you might only need to work 2 or 3 days a week. It's that simple. And if you can work 2 to 3 days a week, be really productive and earn what you need to earn every single month, then why get dragged into all the other shit that doesn't actually serve you?
Yeah. We're not talking about the Tim Ferriss 4-hour work week here, but there's definitely some principles around that. There's some things that I do love about it, but obviously there's some absolute crap, or not crap, I'll say, but maybe some things I disagree with. But definitely working less. I mean, that sounds better to me than hustle.
Mm. Like, know your outcome. Like, what is it that you want? Like, what do you want? Like, a lot of times when we speak to personal trainers and gym owners, what is it that you want to earn? I don't really know, or I have a vague idea. Right, okay, so why do you want to earn that? Because it's going to give me more time and freedom to be able to spend with my family. Okay, right. So then when they do get to that figure, it's not going to give them that. They don't even want to do that. They work harder because they want to earn more. Why? Because it's been programmed. It's how we think. We want to evolve constantly. We want to grow constantly. And by all means, we're all for that. But at the same time, at what detriment? Like, what is happening on the negative side of it? What are you getting dragged into for probably no reason that doesn't really serve you? So you do need to be aware of what the goals are, what the outcomes are, what it is that you really want to achieve in your business, and does it need to be like 9 to 5 hustling and getting burnt out and just doing stuff for the sake of doing it because everybody else is doing it?
Let me tell you this, no one, and I mean no one, is going to be on their fucking deathbed saying, I wish I had worked more. That is not what happens.
Yeah.
And like, as I say, think about what you actually want from your life. We've talked about the plan thing, definitely bring it into effect. Talked about burnout, balance, and just don't fall into the trap of just constantly working. It's just not, it is just not fucking what you need to do.
Yeah. No matter how much you love it,
yeah,
you still actually need to work in phases, be productive,
be smart,
avoid the whole hustle and grind and working 7 days a week. Know your outcome.
Yeah.
Like, get really clear on what it is that you want. Like, what do you want to earn? How do you want your life to be? Like, how much downtime do you need? Like, do you need to be falling into the trap that everybody else is selling you if it's not what you really want? Because, like, a lot of times, so many people do get caught up in that.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, enjoy that.
Yeah.
Good.
Super.
We will be back soon, hopefully. I'm only saying a date, but then, you know what? We've got it set up here, so it's going to be soon. And it'll be back for episode number 21. If you've enjoyed this, and you are a personal trainer or you are looking to grow your business, we have a mindset and marketing group on Facebook. It's a private group. The link's at the top of our Facebook page. There'll be loads of tips in terms of how to grow your business organically, how to improve engagement on Facebook, and just loads of other stuff around even systems and automation that we spoke about briefly there, and how to improve it in your business.
Yeah. So again, you can join that group just by following us on Facebook. Yep. The link is on our page. And if you've liked the podcast, guys, just give us a wee review. Give us a 5-star, please. And share it on. Cheers, guys.
Thanks.